720 WGN live at NASCAR Media Day as people are getting their first look at the championship four leading into the NASCAR Championship weekend here in Phoenix. Excited to have with us one of those great motorsports voices and one of the driving forces over there at PRN and Sirius XM from Fast Talk. It's Doug Rice. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
So here we are, right? We always say all the time that in racing, in NASCAR, every race is an all-star game, right? And I think for a championship, the whole fan base gets to watch. You get to watch your favorite drivers throughout the course of the season. Even though there is a playoff format, everybody gets to, I think everybody wins. It is rare when you can have your favorite team win. This really is sort of a championship celebration weekend as your very own Atlanta Braves have won the World Series.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I've been a Braves fan for literally my entire life, and I remember it in 95, but I was on a cruise ship in 95 when they won it, and I couldn't watch the game. So I got cheated out of seeing them win the World Series live in 95. So I made sure I was in front of a TV, even though there were a lot of nervous moments. And you were saying earlier, you play 162 games, and it comes down to a grounder to the shortstop to end it all. So baseball's like that. My 31-year-old daughter is the one that's so thrilled. She grew up in a part of our ritual. Me and her would go to Atlanta for a weekend once every summer to watch the Braves play. We'd go down and catch three games. We had to go for 4 years before I ever saw them win a game. And so she has been giddy. She's 31 now, and you know, and I told her, I said, you enjoy this. This may not come back around, but enjoy it as much as you can.
Yeah, unless you're the Yankees or maybe the St. Louis Cardinals, you don't get an opportunity to win World Series all the time. And for the Atlanta Braves, they were one of the greatest teams of all time. But you know, that heartbreak, that window opens and anything can happen because they were right there so many times and didn't come away with the series.
Yeah, back in the 90s, I think they went to the World Series five times in 10 years, and they won one of them. There were two that got away where they had 2-1 leads and things just blew up. But this year, this team had a special moxie about them. They got timely hitting, and their bullpen was just unbelievable. The guys that they kept trotting out there to end the games never blinked. So it was a great effort, and the team with the least wins going into the playoffs, 88 wins on the season, goes in and beats teams with 110 wins and twice the payroll.
It's not the way that you draw it up. And I know in Chicago, we were contemplating a White Sox-Brewers sort of an expressway series where they could go back and forth and play. So you never know what is going to happen. Getting to talk a little bit with Chase Elliott, obviously a huge Braves fan, and he talks too. So talk about that, because sometimes there is a disconnect. People say, oh, the stick and ball sports, but there's a lot of crossover. Fans are fans.
Oh, I think so. That's one of the things that I've found out that covering this sport is our fans love Major League Baseball and the NFL and especially college football. They're fanatical about that. And I think it goes back the other way. I think there are a lot of people that maybe something else is their first sport, but they also like NASCAR. And Chase is a great example of regionalism, too. I mean, I talked to him last year, and I said, you're finally the guy that brought a championship back to the state of Georgia. And when he comes over here later, I want to talk to him about that, because now he may not be. The Braves have got a title, and the Georgia Bulldogs have a real good chance to win it all in college football.
Don't think either or, think and. And so as he is riding high on that wave with the Braves and here looking for his second, what do you think about that? Like, when it comes to these, you've got two drivers who have won championships, two who have not. All are really incredible. You know, there's no dark horse in here. These guys are all ready to go.
It will not surprise me who wins this. I don't have anybody a distant fourth. I think there have been years that coming in here that it was real easy to seed this. I think you have to make Larson the favorite simply because of the depth of his work this year. You win nine races. You lead the predominant amount of laps. You win the most stages. He's shown week in and week out he's the guy to beat. He's not been as good on the short tracks as he has been on the intermediate tracks and some other types of speedways. So that leaves a little glimmer of hope, I think, for the other three people to come in here and win. Truex obviously won out here in the spring, and I don't think anything rattles that cat. I don't think these guys get rattled. I think if there's one person that maybe you can get into his head, it's Denny Hamlin. For all of his bluster and all of his talk, I think he can be distracted. But I don't think these guys are going to play mind games with him like a Kevin Harvick would.
I agree with you. I think Denny is the only one that may have sort of that, could get into his head a little bit, that he's happy to be here in this situation. The other guys seem really focused talking with Kyle. And, you know, in order to be even very talented drivers, in order to stay up front, they've got to have great equipment. He was a really, really good driver at Ganassi. And Hendricks, it's in a whole nother universe. I did get a chance to ask him, and I want your thoughts, Doug, is this just the new normal for Kyle Larson, or is this one of those amazing seasons?
I think this is the new normal. I believe in my heart, and I was late to this party. I had people tell me all along, you don't know how great a driver this is. I'm going like, you're right, I don't. I did not appreciate his enormous talent. But then when he was out that year, he barnstormed the country running dirt races, and he won over half of them that he entered and finished second in the ones that he didn't win. So I think he's shown he's got varied skills, and I believe he's a difference maker. I think he is a little bit better driver than everybody else. Not a lot, maybe 3-4%, but you've averaged it out, that's a big deal. If you're 3-4% better than everybody else routinely over these long races, that makes up a lot of difference.
You mentioned Martin, his success at these kind of tracks. He feels confident. What are your thoughts? And last thing here is, of course, we wouldn't be surprised if any of these guys won, is them having the opportunity to practice, which they haven't had a lot over the last period of time, and how that, I guess, either helps one or hurts another. Someone asked Kyle, maybe he'd get too dialed in or dial himself out. What are your thoughts on the practice?
I think that's going to help. Obviously, these guys want that. But here's the downside of that. By having to practice and qualify, there's a good chance that one or two of these guys are going to be well back in the pack because they don't go in and turn out a hot lap for qualifying because they spent more time on race setup than a Q setup. So I think that's going to be an interesting factor. I keep envisioning Truex winning all this, and I don't know why.
Is that sort of like a crystal ball? Did you have a dream?
It just seems like when I shut my eyes and I think, who's going to be standing up Sunday with the trophy? I could see it being Truex, but I won't be surprised if it's any one of these four. I think that this feels like the most balanced championship four that we've ever had, even though Larson tilts that imbalance a little bit with a gaudy 9-win season.
Final thing is, a dream is having the attendance issue sort of figured out for NASCAR, or some positive things to share there. Over the last years, we've talked a little bit about cracking the code on the fan side. Sold out weekend here. What does that mean? It's a testament, I think, to just that the sport is in a good place and that people are excited about what's happening.
I think that's very good. That's good observation. It's positive that they're sold out for the weekend, that Sunday that place is going to be packed. I think it also says that NASCAR had to reevaluate the arenas that we built. We don't need 75,000 seat speedways. One, I think it's a lot better experience if you show up and there's 40,000 people. That's like a football crowd or a big baseball crowd. You can take care of 40,000 people better than you could 75,000. And every sport has, this is all cyclical. Sports get hot. All you got to do is look at the WWE, and maybe that's not a fair comparison. Every 10 years, wrestling becomes the new big thing. And there will be a time that NASCAR will have somebody come along that will ignite the fan base. And who knows, it may be Kyle Larson. He seems to be beloved. We've got two drivers right now that fans get excited about, Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. And you've got Denny, who's, if he was in wrestling, he would be the heel. He's the villain right now. And he seems to be good in that role. He seems to be – Kyle Busch has that, but you're not as big of a villain if you're not winning a lot.
Right. Denny, the nicest villain up here, and two of those guys, two of the ones that you mentioned that you're pulling for, one of them will be a champion here in Phoenix and for NASCAR. So, Doug, as we let you go, where can people see you as far as, of course, PRN, Sirius XM, any place where people can keep up with your adventures?
Well, I've been on Sirius lately on Tuesday nights from 7 to 10 East Coast time with Brad Gilley, so I've been filling in there, and I think I will be for probably at least through the off season. So that's been a lot of fun. And of course, I'm on Twitter at Riceman61, the number 61, and you can follow me there. Most of my tweets are about racing, a little bit of App State football, and some sci-fi stuff. So it's rather eclectic.
You got to stay tuned for that, Doug. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.